It's time to make your UK visa digital. If you have a BRP card that expires on the 31st of December 2024 or a stamp or vignette sticker in your passport, you should change to an e-visa now. This means it will never be lost and can be accessed online at any time to prove your right to live, work or study in the UK. It's free and your immigration status won't be affected. Find out more now at gov.uk/e-visa.
I have concepts of a plan.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Always turn your microphone on, broadcasters. How stupid is that? What a bad way to start the week.
Mike, it happened to all three of us today. It happened to all three of us today, and that's okay.
What, you didn't turn your microphone on?
I tried to talk to Josh, and my mic was potted down. And then when he came on, his was down.
Yeah, we all muted ourselves today.
Wow. I get these updates that I signed up for, these news updates. Everybody gets them. You get an app that sends you news alerts, and
sure.
This one came in like right before I was going on the show, but it's 11 hours old, so I don't get that. But that tells me I'm going to revamp it. I'm going to get a better...
What service is it, Mike?
App. I don't even know.
Okay.
But
well,
it says
CNN,
tropics monitoring activity in the Atlantic and Caribbean. We are monitoring one area of interest in the open Atlantic and possibly a second area in the week ahead. An area of low pressure in the eastern Atlantic has a chance to consolidate and organize further by mid to late week. A tropical depression could form as it nears the Lesser Antilles. The Hurricane Center, the National Hurricane Center, gives this area a 40% chance of developing.
But I saw yesterday less than 10% chance of coming near Florida.
But here's the thing. I'm over the drill. I'm over the percentages. I'm over it.
True.
I'm over it. While developing systems in the open Atlantic are often cause for concern in Florida, this is likely not the case. Then why did you send me the alert that
they said monitoring
activity in the Caribbean?
They have to keep up their quota, Mike. I got a text this morning that we're expecting a tropical depression right after Election Day.
God, I hope not. I hope it is a tropical depression down here because it will be.
Exactly.
Recent computer models take the complex either out to sea or keep it well south of the Sunshine State.
Didn't you used to date one of those, a computer model?
Yes. Yeah. She was, let's call it what it really was. It was a love doll.
I understand.
Some computer models are indicating a second area.
Hi, baby.
A second area.
Yes.
Could organize late week in the northwestern Caribbean. While this area is also a region that can send storms to Florida, recent model runs are pushing any development towards Central America and Mexico. In that case, I think I'll go to Mexico.
They'll follow you there, Mike.
Yeah.
It's like, do you have something in your pocket? Do you have like an Apple tracker in your pocket that the National Weather Service has?
It's just craziness. It's just craziness.
Really, Mike, we've had just about enough of this and the Lesser Antilles.
So there we go. That's it. That's the first thing I read before I came into the studio. Hi, everybody. Happy Columbus Day. As Rob has pointed out, the show historian, the first Columbus Day we've ever been on the air. We used to always take it as a hurry day.
Mike,
it
was a federal holiday. We were
it's not anymore?
To take it. Well, now it is. It's Indigenous Peoples Day. I think it's still a federal holiday, though. But here we are.
So they've knocked off Columbus Day.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. I think it's some places.
Do some research. Find out what you can.
It is still called Columbus Day.
I think it's. Go ahead, Jim.
I know that that was some things that Republicans got upset with because it was mentioned recently as Indigenous People Day.
Indigenous People Day.
Yeah,
word really?
I can't say clearly.
Yeah, I think it's it's state by state that they're adopting Columbus Day and National Indigenous Peoples Day as the same day. But it does make me think back, Mike, to my junior year of college when the state of Virginia decided in the capital of Richmond there that Martin Luther King Day should be observed. And so they coupled it. And for a while, we were Richmond.
What was it
Lee
called?
Jackson King Day.
Oh,
so it was two Civil War Southern generals and Martin Luther King. And even at that weak age, I said, that's wrong. That's wrong.
There are people in our country to this day, more than ever now, that are out of the closet, that hate the different more than anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
You know? My God, whatever you do, don't highlight the people that were abused by the Spaniards or Christopher Columbus, who
right.
was, don't do that. Let's make sure that we placate everybody. I don't think
we need to disrespect
Christopher Columbus. It's not hate, it's heritage.
What we need to do, Mike, is we need to really, really honor the fairy tale that was taught to us as we grew up, that he discovered America.
Yeah, these cute little bouncy, bubbly, pop-top ships that floated in the ocean blue.
Yeah.
And Columbus.
There were three of them, don't you know?
The Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria. And,
right.
And then he got out of his ship and hugged all the indigenous people when the reality of the situation, which I think has been well documented in recent years, is that not really a good guy. The thing that pops into my head is the same thing when I think about Christopher Columbus and Diddy, sex slaves. That's what I think about.
Do you think that on like Saturday nights in the when Columbus landed, there was the Christopher Columbus freak-off?
Well, that's why there were three boats for the baby oil.
Was just baby oil? That's good.
So it is now, is it? But see, here's the thing. The haters are successful because I don't even think about it anymore.
Right.
I used to think about it all the time because we got a day off of school. That was the big deal. My son is off to school today. For God's sakes, he better get back to school after being off for the whole week last week. And we are here still. Recovering from the storms, and every now and then the lights will go on and off. I am really praying that that doesn't happen during this show. And then later on this week, on Wednesday morning, bright and early Wednesday morning, I'm off with my wife to be a corporate spouse and go to Mexico. And I'm really and hoping I will be joining you on Wednesday. I will do my level best to join you on Wednesday because, God knows, you know, at 65, don't, make sure that I get in and do every little show. I want to make sure I do. And I have the technology because I've got the microphone didn't really work on last week, did it?
Well,
it really didn't work. The video worked. Josh made a veiled reference to the fact that he was working really hard to edit the bonus show on Friday because it was kind of problematic with my connectivity down here, right?
It took more time, but it actually turned out looking really good.
Good.
I was actually
it looked
really
good.
Impressed.
It was just you couldn't hear me. At one point, I was making people laugh by telling them I was on the cell phone when I was talking to you guys down here. So,
yeah.
But also, Mike, I think that you're going to have better internet in Mexico than on your cell phone.
Yes.
I mean, you're not going to like a campground, are you? You're going to a hotel.
Going to a hotel. Hopefully, it's the first thing I will check. But
and the edits for the bonus show were really just cleaning up. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? I can't hear you.
Well,
in my
I heard
headphones.
Rob mock me when I left on Friday, where it's just like, "Are you making fun of me?" And Rob got a big kick out of that. Rob, you got to be careful because sometimes I hear your commentary to Josh after I leave the room. So I was hearing that, and I never say anything I wouldn't want you to hear. I turned around. Oh, yes, you do. I turned around and gave a thumbs up to the. But it was strangely, it wasn't my thumb. But anyhow,
I remember that.
But anywho, So here we are, and the effects of the storm. It has been. It's been a good one. It's been a really, really good one. And now for all the people along the Gulf Coast of this state, the new normal that we all experience, don't know. I don't know. All I know is there are a lot of people that have had it a lot worse than people in Fort Myers. But the people in Fort Myers haven't been spared either. And there is a lot of Mother Nature has won the big battle. And I have to say this, of all the natural disasters that we get in the United States, and I include Midwestern tornadoes, I include mudslides, I include flash fires out in California, brush fires, forest fires out in the West, and everything else. I don't think I have ever seen a collection of terrifying video that any more than I've seen in the last week or so, 2 weeks, because the storm Helene and the storm Milton, can they get any more soft names? George Carlin will be turning over in his grave. Milton, hi, Milton. I'm Milton. Oh, hi, Milton, I'm Helene. between the, I still think it's hard. It's almost a tie between the spun-off hurricanes in the state of Florida and the mudslides and raging flash floods of the Carolinas. I think I got to give the nod to the Carolinas, because that's just, there is nothing quite like someone peeking out of their back door, looking at their neighbor's house, rushing down the mountainside.
Rushing by, yeah.
But the video is incredible, and I don't remember it being as intense.
I got to ask a question. You used a phrase there that you've never, to my knowledge, really focused on, and that is that there is a battle and Mother Nature has won. Has the attitude changed that...
For a lot of people, it has.
That it's like, it's no longer, oh, well, this is a storm because this is where we live, to we're under attack. Do they feel targeted? I mean,
no,
what's the...
No, that's not the feeling I would describe, Rob. What the feeling is down here, at least, and I can speak to here, it's a defeatism. It's a, I just don't think I can do it anymore. That's the attitude. And the reality is, by the way, America, hello, hello, dumb America, widely predicted 30 years ago. So, I mean, that storms would get more frequent, that storms would get more intense.
Severe.
And that with sea level rise, you will have areas that are going to be, this is going to be regular. So you have to, I think, just like these people are doing, you have to give some serious thought as to whether living on the coastline is what you can do anymore in certain areas. Because this is our area of the United States where this is happening again and again and again. And who knows? But that's why
and
we're a little
I'll
twitchy.
I'll tell you, if any more happen this year, the names are not any scarier. The
names
of 2024 are pretty weak.
Okay, what do we have after Milton?
Nadine.
Great song. Great song by Chuck Berry.
What was it? Chuck Berry, that's right.
Yeah.
All right.
Honey, is that you?
After
Nadine?
After that, we've got one. Oscar.
Oh, really? Whoa, really? I think that if that... No, I'm not going to do it.
I know, I didn't either.
It's low-hanging fruit, and that
Let's
would
just
be...
Move on to Patty.
That's why Patty he brought next. It to us. I would low-hanging fruit. I don't think... Nope, not going to do it. It's
okay,
too tempting.
Patty's
Patty? The next one. Patty.
Patty.
Oh, don't you know?
Oh, you turned it Irish. I was going, hi, Patty, how are you?
No, I was...
By the way, I thought about doing my Chuck Berry impression. And my ding-a-ling, if I was a little bitty boy. Anyway, that's
I love Chuck Berry, and I can't explain to you how much I hate the song My Ding-a-ling.
You hate My Ding-a-ling?
I do not like it.
Why?
Think it's an oversimplification.
Because it doesn't have fluids in it?
Yeah, Mike, that's it.
I was
if it was called
about
like
that.
My Sample, I'd love it.
Yeah, that well, that's what you care
no,
about.
No, it
that's
simplifies it. A great rock and roller to a novelty record that you'd sing on the playground. It's stupid.
Right.
It's a number one record that should have never been.
Fun, though. So naughty.
Very
so naughty back in the day.
Very
still
naughty.
Naughty. It's
you
still
must
has
be
a naughty
playing,
fact
Mike,
today.
You must be playing with your own ding-a-ling.
If I win ding-a-ling, my ding-a-ling.
Josh, anything?
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
You don't know the song?
I do not know the song.
Rob, bring
to look
up,
it up.
Bring,
okay,
bring the
I
song
will.
Forward. Fetch the song.
It
fetch
sounds
the,
like a song.
Fetch
Run,
young you? Song. And we'll play a snippet and hopefully not get whacked.
We won't because, you know, we must do our alma mater.
And the internet didn't exist back then, so they can't track it.
No. So the drill for me, as Rob searches for My Ding-a-ling, the drill for me this week is that early Wednesday morning, I will be flying to Mexico to a resort in Cabo that will be hosting my wife's corporation that she works for. And she asked me yesterday if I wanted to go with some of the other husbands and go out on a five-hour fishing trip. And
hey.
I didn't. Now, why do you say, hey, what does that mean?
That just is like, that doesn't sound like any fun at all.
Really? You don't like to fish?
No, I don't mind fishing, but being among people I don't know for 5 hours?
Well, that's it. Absolutely. You nailed it. That is not something. And I didn't want to like diminish, because this is a very high-ranking corporate officer in the company who invited me through Carla. And Carla was cool with me saying, I don't like being on a boat, believe it or not, as much as I used to. And I also don't like fishing. Is not the biggest deal for me. If I take my kid fishing, it's one thing, but to go out there, I'd rather have a golf club in my hands with my
free time. Well, that's no way to catch fish.
Yeah, well, that's very difficult. Well, you can club them.
Mike, when you get on the plane, do you suppose they'll be playing music? Music like this?
All right, let's listen.
Well, in that case, it gives us one more to do. In that case, we got this.
It gives us one more to do, and I'm a Chuck Berry. Here we go.
We must do our alma mater.
Oh, here we go.
A little bitty boy, my grandmother bought me a cute little toy.
Do you know it, Josh?
Bells hanging on a string.
Dirty.
She told me it was my ding-a-ling-a-ling-o.
Listen to that crowd. That crowd's digging. That crowd's digging on Chuck Berry. Now, that's just the innocent first lyric.
Right, that sets up the jokes.
When he sets up the jokes, the second lyric really is
Get
special.
Ready to be excited, Josh, because here it comes.
And then Mama took me to grammar school. But I love it.
You do, don't you?
I do.
So horrible.
Every time
it's not horrible.
That bell would ring. Catch me playing with my ding.
There it is. All right. That's all we need.
I got to take it.
I can't believe how much the crowd is into this. Yeah.
I think it was recorded in Great Britain for some reason. Maybe
that's a live recording that was the release, right? The release was the live recording.
It was a single, yes.
Chuck Berry had all his other hits out by this time, right?
Johnny Be Good.
This is 14 years after he had a hit. Or 12 years after he had a hit. So
the crowd should have been really into Johnny Be Good.
Well, they were. They were into everything. Okay. But this is just his naughty little song. It's also, when you talk about Aerosmith, it's a tried and true technique for hit makers to, put on Big 10-inch and My Ding-a-Ling and all that. Or Rob Spiewak's ill-fated song that he released right around the time Rick Dees had Disco Duck.
Yeah.
Rob's was Look at My Penis. It never really worked.
Well, not so subtle.
Well, the reason is it was a disco time, and I insisted on making it a foxtrot.
Disco, yeah. The beat just didn't...
it didn't work.
Didn't sell it. So, so that's my thing. I really don't know. This is a new role for me. I have never... participated as a first husband, much like the guy that sends Rob all the emails, Doug Emhoff.
I love him, and I hope he's at that place in Mexico for you. I think that's nice.
No, he's not associated with the company, but I've never been to that part of the world.
You could play pickleball with Doug Emhoff. It would be nice.
Now, the idea of going out on the Pacific Ocean appeals to me because I don't have a lot of experience with the Pacific Ocean.
Colder.
Because I'm an East Coast guy, so it's cold. It's a colder ocean.
It is a Pacific. Go to its Latin derivation means peaceful. It is not as rough, and the waves are not as great as the Atlantic, but because of the continental and the current coming down from Alaska and around and going back up, you're going to find the Pacific being a colder ocean.
Listen to this certified meteorologist, Rob Spiewak. Is that something you retained from your school days?
Absolutely, yeah.
That's
because
very
the water
good.
Flows sort of, I guess, would be counterclockwise around the North American continent.
And anything about shelves, like the continental shelf or anything like that?
That's where I keep a lot of my doodads and knickknacks.
If I can,
on my continental shelf.
If I can pass along a little tease for this show, I will tell you that in my beautiful video today.
Yes.
I'll just tell you this. There's a shelf. I don't know if I put that in there. Let me see if I put that in there. I might have skipped that one, Josh.
Mike, how dare you skip the shelf?
Did you get the video I sent you that I said this is wrong?
I don't think I did. Let me search.
Okay.
Oh, dear. So this is something that would it keep until tomorrow, or do we need to shelf it?
It could keep it until tomorrow, but now that I've mentioned it.
I do not have that video for you.
Oh, my God. How did I miss that one? Damn it! I'll try to bring it to you tomorrow.
It's a busy day.
Yeah, so it's a
Yeah,
it's a busy day. It is a very, very busy day.
Well, I mean,
day.
You've got all that stuff going on. Now, you know, today I really would be remiss if I didn't say this. Happy birthday to my mom. My mom, who is above 50 again this year, and I love her very much, and I hope she has a great birthday. So
look at her with sweet son. He's not even mentioning the age.
No.
Isn't that nice?
It's That's lower nice. Than it ought to be, considering how old she was when I was born.
Yes, she was a baby when you were
just
born. Babies having babies.
Exactly.
How old was she when you were born?
21.
21.
21. Actually, no, 20. Not yet 21.
And it resulted in Rob Spiewak living a life of being wanted.
That's right. And making myself available for want, and yet no one taking me up on it. I'd say, don't you love me? Don't
Starved.
You? Starved
for parental affection.
That's
Starved
when I got my first job, Mike. I was 6 years old. I was the first aero spinner on the corner because I just wanted people to look at me. And I
look
was spinning,
at me.
Look at
I am
me.
Rob. Love me.
Love
I
me.
Am Rob. Love me like Jerry is loved. Love me like Elvis is loved. Love me like Frank Sinatra is loved. Please just love me. That's what
the
you want.
The arrow would point to Dart Drug. And it's no
oh,
longer
Oh, I remember
a store.
Dart Drug. That was a long time ago.
It was.
And
well,
People's
was
Drug.
People's Drug. And then People's Drug, I think, became Fantles, which the sign looked like Fartles.
I'll throw a blast from the past in here. Did
yeah.
you have a Zayer? Did
yes.
you ever have a Zayer store?
Yes, I think it was on Columbia Pike. You know, Zayer is great. Zayer is like a step down from Kmart.
I had a Western Auto mini bike that I got to ride around my backyard.
Yes.
And I went in, and I'll never forget that there was a red, white, and blue American flag motorcycle helmet, like the one they wore in Easy Rider, and
yes.
it was $5.
That's too
and
much.
I took it to the counter at Zaire, and they sold it to me for $5, and I was convinced that somebody had put a different price tag on it, but they didn't call me on it, so I got that helmet that was $5, and I know it was more than that. And
Dad,
it was
you
like
know what?
My first real... You know, real bargain that I was.
Think of those days when they had to price everything and how much room there was
yep.
to really bend. I got there. It is beautiful. Great
Zayer.
Sign. I wonder
that
if it was
exactly
Zayer
like the Zayer in my hometown. Absolutely. It was more like East Hartford than it was. It was just over the line
yeah.
near my hometown. There was
way,
Zayer.
Way over the line, boys.
There was G Fox that we
What's
had. That
G
was
Fox?
The local. That was a department store in Hartford where I got mugged. It
oh,
was
Zara was eventually taken over by Ames.
Ames, okay.
Ah, Willie Ames.
Great outfit.
A great outfit with that.
Who then became TJ Maxx.
Okay. Do you have a Beals where you are?
I don't know a Beals, no.
Beals is a kind of a department store with clothing,
yeah.
and they still have them. And they're not just the Beals, there's the Beals outlet.
Oh well, that's where you get the second tier stuff.
Yeah, yeah, the different picked through golf shirts that we have. I buy.
When
stuff
I was
there.
Growing up, Mike, the big and you still hear about it, but Clarendon, which is now no more than a metro stop and where the young hippies live, that was a shopping district, and that's where all the stores were. So if you wanted to shop, you went to Clarendon, and they had a shoe store and a clothing store and all
this,
that.
This segues nicely into what I'd like to talk about because I know we've got a countdown for our
yes.
show in Las Vegas. I am here to tell you, you know Target. You're aware of that fabulous
Mike,
outfit, right?
I practically share a property line with them.
It's convenient, but you don't go to Target as much as you go to Costco.
Well, Mike, I like to be served. I like my needs to be served.
And you like to be Costco served by the sample lady.
Yes. And
we're not talking about a semen sample. We're talking about a
Now, who's talking about fluids now?
I'm a trained professional. So let me get back to Target.
Sorry.
The all I'm going to say
yeah.
about Las Vegas and specifically the night, Saturday night, November 9th. That's November 9th, right? Saturday
yeah,
night?
That's the I night of so. The shoe. Yep.
That is our show on the pool deck at the Downtown Grand Hotel. Tickets still available. They will be right up till showtime. We're reasonably sure of that. Sold a few recently. Very excited about it. And we have a bunch of people that are already going to be joining us on the pool deck. But I am here to say that I believe, thanks to Target, I have secured my outfit for the show. Yes, I will be wearing a drugstore outfit at the live show.
Now, not like this the outfit worn by the druggist.
No, I will not be wearing a lab coat.
Okay.
I will not, you mean the pharmacist?
Yeah. Well, you could call it a druggist as well.
Well, you can call it a druggist if it's 1939. Okay. But I think modern
Mike,
day would be a.
You knew what I meant, didn't
a
you?
A pharmacist. I knew, but I'm old.
Yeah. Okay.
So,
do you also not use the word grocer?
I don't think that word has ever come out of my mouth.
I love the word grocer. It's someone who sells groceries.
Yeah, but I mean, you really don't refer to them anymore because the grocer was the guy that owned the grocery store, and those are few.
Don't
and far
confuse
between.
Him, Mike, with the greengrocer. The greengrocer
green
only does produce.
Right.
Yes.
Groceries are specifically foodstuffs, aren't they?
Exactly.
Isn't that really what it's?
So if you were to buy, say, a frying pan at your Safeway, that's not a grocery.
What is the origin of the word grocery? You seem to like the word.
I don't
know,
yeah. But I would love to know what it is. It has nothing to do with gross meaning disgusting.
Merchant, not the same as grocer.
No, I think a merchant,
semantics.
It would be, they're not an overlapping thing.
It comes from a old French word.
Okay.
Grossier. Grocery,
like a patisserie, yes. Like a pastry shop,
yeah,
right.
Which means,
or a fromagerie, which is a cheese shop,
which means wholesaler.
Wholesaler, oh, okay.
Boulangerie.
Boulangerie. Yeah. What is?
That's bread, isn't it?
I don't
know. It's pain.
You brought it up.
Boulangerie.
Boulangerie. So, yeah. This outfit,
say outfit, are you talking about Target?
Yes.
It's a great outfit.
Well, they're a great outfit. There's no doubt about that. You know, my wife and son over the weekend ganged up on me a little bit, and I was feeling a little put upon and a little sorry for myself.
I'm sorry.
Because they were just giving me a real, real hard time, and I ended up going saying, I'm going to take a drive over to Target for a little retail therapy. And when I come back... And I ended up going out there and bringing and buying a little something at the Target for everybody in the room. My son, a pair of pajamas. My wife, a pair of pajamas. And for me, well, you'll see it hopefully in life. Unless something special comes my way.
Was it like in the Halloween section?
I'm not going to answer any of your
questions.
Okay.
Cheap plastic masks.
No, not at all.
That's what Target sells.
No,
what
absolutely
is it?
No.
He got the Ben Cooper mask of he's actually going
that'll be
to
after
be-
Halloween. It's right. November 9th. And yeah. do we not have some sort of countdown?
We do. We have an element for today
for the show that we have.
We
that
do,
I'd
Mike.
Be very excited
because
to hear.
You know there's only 26 days till we get there.
Columbus Day, 26,
can you turn that up, please, to a level I can hear it?
Today, there's 26 days to go into your GCSE maths exam.
Hi there. Time's a fleeting. You better get busy, but don't despair. There is still time. Now listen to this.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show in fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada.
Very confusing.
Mike, there's not a lot of songs or elements that reference 26.
So that is 20. So play it one more time. This time, play it. Crank it, Rob, so we can hear it, so I can understand, because I know 26 is in there. 26
Mike,
days.
26
the
days, and it falls on a holiday.
Columbus Day, 26, my 26 days. In the five different prisons, 26 days.
Today, there's 26 days to go into your GCSE maths exam.
All right, what does he say? What does he say, 20? What does that guy say?
There is it's an Irish guy, and I couldn't make it out, but it's 26 days till something. Let's hear it again and see.
Columbus Day, 26, my 26.
That's
can you stop it and start it again?
Yeah.
Because just if you could just give me a little, and this time, really try to turn it up, if you can.
All right.
Let's see if it gets turned up this time.
All right. Let's start it from the beginning.
Columbus Day, 26,
there it is.
My 26 days in the five different prisons, 26 days.
Today, there's 26 days to go into your GCSE maths exam.
Hi there.
I have no idea what he says, and I'm watching it over and over
but
again.
But he says 26 days.
He does, and he's Irish, which
part
is nice. Yeah.
Time's a fleeting. You better get busy, but don't despair. There is still time. Now listen to this.
It's the
Mike O'Mara Show in fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada.
Oh, that. Man, you love that sound effect. That one with the bells. That's your
favorite
one.
I do. That's
one.
A winning
because
one.
Because you even mix subjectively. You do mixes. You'll turn up what you like and turn down what you don't like. Like yes. The Irishman was, and then it's like, ding, 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 ding.
The Irish guy's problems were multifold.
Yeah.
And I did what I could.
So you're going to do this for, you're going to do this for
yes.
26 days?
Yeah. Well, Mike, no, tomorrow will be 25.
Weekends off. So that's a few less. Rob, that is a Herculean effort. Have you? I would assume you've already produced tomorrow's.
Oh, they're all done.
The countdown. So go to.
I know that tomorrow, Mike. I've got at least one to go with, and I'll. Here's my hint to you: Edwin Starr, Motown artist Edwin Starr. That's all. Nothing? You got nothing?
I have no
idea. Josh knows what I'm talking about, right?
Of course.
Of course.
Right. Yeah, incidentally, I bet there's a 25 in there.
Speaking of the store, hey, thank you for buying our mugs, too. The mug's still flying off the shelves. We're very, very happy with all that. And now for a Las Vegas status report that I only get on this show because I've moved away from bothering people off air for these things. And Josh gives us nice little weekly updates.
I love that.
Josh and Carla have weekly meets where they figure stuff out. What do we need to know about Las Vegas, Nevada? Anything new? Anything good? Or perhaps anything bad?
I hope.
The sweet with the sour, yeah.
I'm pushing the countdown to day back for me because I'm counting down to the day after Vegas. Because I've been dealing with Vegas for months.
Okay.
So I'm ready for this.
Well, I didn't
ready for this to be over. Is that what it is?
I didn't produce a 27, yes. Josh. I'm sorry. You're going to have to do that yourself.
I'll have to do it on my own.
Okay. Right. All right.
But I am excited for the whole weekend.
Okay.
It's just the stress of building up to it.
Don't worry about it. I'm not. Don't worry. But you have to understand our people, Josh. Our people are, with all due respect, Rob and I will be, and you will be sitting on a little riser at the downtown Grand, but ultimately, these are people. We could sit on there, and I could shoot people walking down Fifth Avenue. No, they will make their own fun. They're fun people. The people that are involved with this, and for those of you that might not know, if you're coming out and you say you, let's just throw it out there. Say you're ambivalent about me or Rob or Josh, it doesn't matter. The fun is the entirety of the experience.
You're in Las Vegas, and we've given you a reason to come to Las Vegas and hang with
great people.
You could
be in the middle of a Best Western in Kalamazoo, and these people, excuse me.
Wow.
These people would
sounds like you're in the middle of Kalamazoo.
I don't know what happened there. Oh, my God.
You got the sour tummy?
No. Maybe a tad.
Yeah.
Didn't do any real hooching over the weekend, so I can't imagine why. Yes.
I believe that next week we will be able to announce more of a schedule for here's what's Friday night, here's what's Saturday night.
Does that mean I have to plan something?
No. All right. I've got you covered.
Because I write the show, and I don't write the show, but I prep the show.
Yes, I plan the show.
I need my sides, Mike. I need my sides for the show.
I prep the show. When I am on the airplane flying to the show,
you don't do it that early.
This one is not going to be the dog and pony show.
I know.
Previous ones have been. We're going to get
pony
out there.
Pony doesn't work with us anymore.
We're going to do what we do here.
Exactly.
And and hopefully everybody will have a good.
Can we have a hint as to what your outfit is? It's anything, just a hint.
Oh, I think he gave us a hint. Pajamas for Carla, pajamas for Michael. I think we're going to see Mike, probably not on the show, but down in the casino, middle of the night, in pajamas.
Like silk pajamas?
I'm not saying a word.
Like half?
Nope.
Because I have silk pajamas.
And I'm going to say that is not that is not correct.
Okay, not pajamas.
All right. Yeah. But that may happen anyway.
I'll give you one hint.
Thank you. Right. Everybody, listen. Here comes the hint.
I hope. Even though it is in the early part of November, I hope that the climate is temperate for our night on the
pool. Sounds like you're going flimsy.
Also, if I could put this out there, and I think Josh will appreciate it, that I
wouldn't mind it being cold, by the way. I could use a little cold.
Due to the inflationary impact on these ticket sales, which is real, and I don't try to lie to our audience. We could sell some more tickets. We'd be happy if we did. But due to the fact that this will be a 150, 200 people at this little thing, probably 300 to 400 if we get a last minute rush on it. But I'm going to say this, that what I would like to do, those of you that will be on the pool deck, wear your drinking shoes. Okay? I mean, really, wear your drinking shoes.
Are shoes required on the pool deck?
No, they are not. Not to the best of my knowledge. They certainly shouldn't be. You know, and
will you wear shoes with your outfit, Mike?
Yes, I will. Yes,
as well,
very
I.
specific so shoe. You know,
me too.
In fact, the shoe is going to be the shoe is going to be very important for the. As a matter of fact, not the most important element or accessory, but a very important one.
So my guess is that you're dressing up as Dorothy Gale from The Wizard of Oz, yeah. And you need your ruby
All right,
slippers.
My secret is out. And by the way, it's not, you know, it's not really Dorothy because I had to use the Wendy's wig. So that doesn't, they're very similar.
Well, it would be like if you bought it at Spirit Halloween, it would say like in the column, like Kansas Fantasyland Arriver. And that would be the name of Dorothy.
I would like to say two things before we go to our first break here. First of all, our wonderful family member, Carmen, Michael's, my son's Puerto Rican grandma, who was with us when we had nobody when we moved to Florida,
right.
And took care of Michael since infancy practically. And I will say that she is leaving, and she is moving down to for the immediate future. She's going to be going to be with her daughter, who is about to deliver a baby in Texas, and she is going to help her daughter because her daughter wants to get back to work. She's a traveling nurse, and she needs to get back to work to support the family. And I will say, Carmen is probably thinking about an eventual full-time move there. So she's kind of leaving us, and it was kind of sad over the weekend. One of the things that I never mentioned about wonderful, lovely, sweet, God-fearing, delightful Carmen, and funny and tough and just everything I like in a human being. She was just so great. The fact that she's moving away is very sad, but one of the things Carmen loved to do was dress up. Halloween was one of her favorite times.
Oh, really?
And
okay.
She would show up with her hubby at the door, and they would be, every third Halloween, it seemed, they'd show up in costume, and they loved costume. My Minions costume that I wore at the show that we did, the Cocktail Hour show that we did a week ago, I put it out. It's on the kitchen table, and Carmen comes over to say her goodbyes, and it's sad because we're going. And I see. I think Carla saw Carmen's eyes like darting over to the Minion costume, and Carla says, "Do you want it?" She said, "Yeah, I'll take it." So Carmen, enjoy your Minions. If you use it, that's great. If you don't use it, that's fine too. We will not be taking it back by the October 18th deadline at Spirit Halloween, which was
the
plan.
Hasn't that always been your policy with any time you set an employee free? You always give them an item worn by you.
Exactly. A memento.
I remember when you used to give away the tote bags, but this is different. This is so much more personal.
Game worn. That's what it is. Game worn. And
please enjoy. Yes. Oh, Mike, I'm sorry. You wanted this. I am sorry. We have a promo here, okay?
It's game worn jersey. And Carmen, safe travels. And also safe home to Louis Tiant, the great pitcher of the Boston Red Sox who we lost about a week ago. Louis Tiant, safe travels. My all-time favorite Red Sox pitcher. I might play a clip of him in tomorrow's show as well. We'll be right back.
The show must go on, and this week's bonus show is no exception.
I can hear you now.
All right.
Good.
This week, it's all about Milton, the prep, the storm, and its aftermath.
You look and see what
a direct hit does. We have homes flooded down here. We have ridiculous tornado activity like Florida hasn't seen.
Along with those pesky internet issues.
Xfinity can kiss my Irish balls. I wanted to make sure I got the very important comments in when possible.
Top flight comedy. That's what you'll get every week with a bonus show subscription. Get yours today along with t-shirts, hoodies, pet collars, and more at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
I'm excited that you're here, so this is great.
Hell yeah, he sounds convincing, doesn't he? Hey, whether you're a seasoned
best supporting actor.
In fact, I never did. Whether you're a seasoned gym goer or just starting your fitness journey, what your workout really needs is Fitbod. It is a fitness app that customizes each workout. It's based on your goals and adapts them as you improve. Fitbod tailors a personal workout based on your time and equipment constraints. So whether you got 10 minutes or 2 hours, Fitbod can help you get better with each workout. Fitbod creates a personalized workout routine based on your goals, fitness level, and available equipment. Fitbod tracks your muscle recovery so you can avoid burnout and keep up your momentum. It's like a personal trainer, but better. It's cheaper and easier to build a custom fitness plan that works for you. Add Fitbod to your workout essentials. Join Fitbod today to get your personalized workout plan. Get 25% off your subscription to try the app free at fitbod.me/TMOS. That's Fitbod, FITBOD.me/TMOS. Fitbod, ladies and gentlemen.
You know, I like that stager more and more every day.
It works. It's old school.
It really does. Yeah.
It's old school, and old school works for us. That's the way we look at it. Let me play my thing here. All right. Come on. Jesus. I mean, I know we had a hurricane and everything, but do you have to work that slowly?
Did the hurricane take your swoosh?
My swoosh has, you know, interestingly, I don't know if you experienced this with some of your technologically advanced equipment. The first one out of the gate, it's like it's waking up for the week. And it has, it has a ramp-up time. Are you right?
Yeah. It's like, oh, I guess we're doing this. Let's do it.
Hey, let's do it. I don't want to. Yeah, well, I press the button. Come on. Kanye West. Here we go again.
This guy's a piece of work, Mike.
He is now being sued by a former assistant named Lauren Pisciotta.
What's the last
Pisciotta,
name?
Or Pisciotta. No, it's Pisciotta. She claims Conway drugged and raped her during a studio session
with
Diddy.
Did you say Conway or Kanye?
Kanye. Did I say Conway?
I think you did, because he's
hello,
funny
darling. Conway here. Let me whisper in your ear. Kanye, apparently, she claims he drugged her and raped her during a session with Diddy. She also makes another wild claim. Kanye wanted to have sex with his wife Bianca Censori's mother, and he wanted Bianca to watch. All right, now to be clear, Kanye and Bianca were not married yet, and her mother Alexandra was visiting from Australia. Lauren, the personal assistant who's suing Kanye, claims that he showed her a text he'd sent to Bianca, which said, quote, "I want to blank your mom."
Okay.
Before she leaves. Now, remember, these are allegations. We don't know what's true and what's not.
Well, if he wanted to, he definitely should do it before she leaves.
Then he asked Lauren if he should send Bianca a follow-up text saying, quote, "I want you to watch me, your mom."
Wow.
Well, you know, who knows? According to the lawsuit, one of Kanye's sexual kinks is wanting to get with the moms of the women he's involved with. You'd have to ask, Kardashian, that, right?
Yeah, I suppose.
Kim.
Yeah.
No, not Kim. Who's the mother?
That could be a little confusing.
What's the Kardashian mother's name? Tito. Oh. Bianca texts Kanye back saying that her mother was married and added, quote, "I'm going to blank someone this weekend and tell you the next time you're," I have to say it the way she said it because it's kind of, "the next time you're inside me."
I had that kink about the mom and daughter. It was with Queen Elizabeth and the Queen Mum.
There you go, Mum. I want to.
And somehow that marriage didn't work out.
Yeah, your mom. Yeah, it didn't work out. Speaking of the West family, Northwest and her siblings are never going to starve, obviously. But if they had to rely on their mum for sustenance, they just might. North and Kim Kardashian sat down for a talk.
Sound like Shatner.
North and Kim Kardashian sat down for a talk with Interview Magazine, and North revealed that mom hasn't cooked for them in a very, very long time.
Yes.
Specifically, the last time she cooked was, quote, two Halloweens ago.
That's how I tell time. It's been three Halloweens since I've seen you.
And what
was that meal?
Kim cooked fried chicken, cornbread, and yes, mac and cheese. Now, was it real fried chicken, or did she just put it in the oven?
Or like a box, like banquet.
Let me see. Kim said, I'm a one-trick pony. Is that one meal good? North admitted it was good, and also said Kim is really good at making cucumbers and salt.
That's a great recipe. Do you remember the ingredients?
That might be what she would choose if she could only eat one thing for the rest of her life, according to Northwest. That or grilled onions. Sounds like there's some issues there, but I don't know.
Let's start with the fact that there's still a magazine called Interview Magazine, which is plenty stupid. That's
like having
a television show called Bright Colors.
Hi. And you know, you probably get a foot in the door and, you know, fake one the way we get so many of our interviews, lying about who we are. Right. Hi, this is Mike O'Mara. I'm with Interview Magazine.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I'm with Salt and Cucumber Monthly.
Salt and Cucumber. What's the movie with Hugh Grant where he Horse and Hound? He said, I'm with Horse and Hound.
Is that like an older movie? I don't
it's
know.
It's an older movie where he tries to get...
Notting Hill.
Notting Hill, where he tries to get with Julia Roberts, and he lies about going to one of her pressers and says, I'm with Horse and Hound. Yes.
That's a good movie, though.
Joker, the new movie is called Joker. Language is how we make our living, and nothing comes in handier than knowing a second language. So, if you want to expand your horizons, you need Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone has been a trusted expert for 30 years, with millions of users and 25 languages offered. We're talking Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, and Polish, the language of Rob's people. Rosetta Stone immerses you in many ways. No English translations, so you really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. Plus, an intuitive process. Pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. It's designed for long-term retention. Rosetta Stone is also an amazing value. A lifetime membership has all 25 languages for any and all trips and language needs in life. That's a lifetime access to all 25 language courses Rosetta Stone offers for 50% off. A steal. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. Our listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off, unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today and do it right now. With MyBookie, you're not just watching football, you're cashing in on the action. Risk-free bets, thousands in cash prizes, and epic rewards every single week. The best part is, you can bet on any game, anytime, anywhere, straight from your phone. Check out MyBookie.ag and use our code Mike O'Mara to get started. It's MyBookie's 10-year anniversary, and they're rolling out the red carpet for bettors. Bet big and bet confident with risk-free Thursdays. If your boosted bet doesn't hit, you'll get your money back. Weekly, no sweat, win-win bets all season long. For those of you who have been playing with MyBookie, they've got something for you too. A brand new loyalty rewards program. In MyBookie Plus, it's simple. The more you play, the more you earn. And as you progress through the tiers, unlock exclusive promotions, epic giveaways, and cash back in your account. Make your football season a winning season with MyBookie. Bet anything, anytime, only with MyBookie. Remember, MyBookie.ag and promo code Mike O'Mara. No spaces, no apostrophe. MyBookie. Light 'em up! Attention sports fans, do you love winning? Of course you do. That's why you need to check out Prize Picks, America's number one daily fantasy sports app with over 5 million members. It's super easy. Just pick more or less on 2-6 player stat projections, sit back, and watch the winnings roll in. How about a guaranteed win every week in September? Yep. Just one, yes, one, Caleb Williams passing yard gets you a win each football weekend this month. That's 4 weeks of easy W's. But don't sleep on it. This deal vanishes when September ends. But wait, there's more. Worried about injuries ruining your lineup? Relax. Prize Picks is the only real money daily fantasy platform with an injury insurance policy. If your player leaves the game in the first half and doesn't return, your lineup stays in play. No more stressing over those unexpected injuries. This weekend, I'm taking Derrick Henry for more than 70 rushing yards and Daniel Jones for less than 193 passing yards. Two picks I feel great about. The best part is you can win up to 100 times your money with just 4 correct picks. So what are you waiting for? Download the Prize Picks app today, use code TMOS, and get $50 instantly when you play just $5. That's right, $50 free. Just for giving it a shot. More winning, less stressing. Prize Picks is where the fun begins.
It's time to make your UK visa digital. If you have a BRP card that expires on the 31st of December 2024 or a stamp or vignette sticker in your passport, you should change to an e-visa now. This means it will never be lost and can be accessed online at any time to prove your right to live, work or study in the UK. It's free and your immigration status won't be affected. Find out more now at gov.uk/e-visa.
Folie à deux.
Yes.
Joker. Folie à deux.
Folie à deux.
What
folie
is it? Deux. Joker. Folie à deux. May have been a massive disappointment, but Killer Clowns haven't fallen completely out of favor, even though he hasn't seen it, and I wouldn't want him to go see it. He's talking about it, and they're all talking about it. Terrifier 3, the unrated gore fest featuring the art of the clown, was a surprise hit at the box office, taking in $18.2 million in its opening weekend and making it the number one movie in the country. You want to talk about gore. Oh, my God. I think it's – I've seen some clips from previous Terrifiers. It's nastiness. Meanwhile, Joker dropped 81%. That is the worst second weekend decline in history for a comic book movie and one of the worst overall. The animated DreamWorks movie, The Wild Robot.
Blah. Hey, that was Bob Hope's favorite.
Hey, that I want to tell you, that's a wild robot, isn't
it? It's wild.
Yeah, how about you, Elon Musk? Let's put that on social media, huh? Look at these wonderful Optimus robots. Isn't that great? Yeah, they remember your name. I'm Bob Hope.
Modern Bob.
Modern Bob Hope. Yeah, Optimus. Hey, Optimus. Lick my bag. Wild, man.
Dirty Bob.
So, yeah, Dirty Bob. Hey, this is Bob Optimus Hope. Man, what a creator, huh? SpaceX, the car Tesla, now Optimus Prime or whatever he's making there, ladies and gentlemen. Hey,
Bob, did you see that wild breakdancer at the Olympics?
Man, that's wild. That's wild. She's something, isn't she? Doesn't look real talented. How about that? Wild. That's some wild stuff.
Hey, remember your character on the Halloween show, Jelly Roll's new album?
Yes.
It's officially here, and it's dominating the airwaves. And it was just announced that Jelly is getting his own bar on Broadway in Nashville, which is a pretty happening place
to
go. Yeah,
that's where you go now, yeah.
You know, people love that area. It's called Jelly Roll's Goodnight Nashville. Cool name. But a new album and a new bar aren't even the biggest news in Jelly's life right now. The most consequential news of all is that he has lost 100 pounds. And he's still going strong. He sat down with Joe Rogan and got really emotional, detailing the intense journey that he's been on, losing all the weight. Jelly said, "My band has watched me fight cocaine addiction. They've watched me figure my life out slowly, and they knew the last mountain for me was food. So we started putting a real structure around it. I hired a real nutritionist. I'm only eating his food." Way to go, Jelly. That's
well, you know
stuff.
Who his first nutritionist didn't work very well. She was also a country singer. She has red hair, and she was not effective.
Scott, does she have a sitcom?
She does.
I can't figure out who it might
be. Hey, everybody, this is Reba McEntire.
Oh, there we go.
Hey, do you think Jelly's new bar serves food?
Donuts. A new Columbus Day poll found we're still more likely to say we should celebrate it. 43% of Americans, I normally don't do these anymore.
Right.
43 Americans approve, 23% disapprove. The other third say they either don't know or don't really care. I hate to say the people that don't have an opinion, but I fall into that I haven't thought about it category. I really haven't.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you there.
69% agree he played an important part in American history. It's kind of hard to argue he didn't. But we're split on whether he was more of a hero or a villain. The most popular answer was neither of both. That's not true. He was horrible, right? Didn't he
and
do
he didn't
horrible
really,
things?
Folks, he didn't discover America. He landed in the Bahamas.
There you go. Around 1 in 4 Americans think most of what they learned in school about Columbus wasn't really true. It's probably accurate. 25% still think he was the first explorer to reach North America. The Vikings actually had a settlement in Canada almost 5 centuries earlier. And the last one is fun. People were asked who else they think might have landed in the Americas before Columbus in 1492. 6% said the ancient Greeks, and 5% said the Romans. No evidence that either one of them did.
So that's that. Kind of stupid that people think that because it's America, not possible.
America. Finally today, spanking for pleasure can be empowering and bring couples together, according to sexperts. Urging those looking to level up their love lives, they should drag the antiquated childhood disciplinary act away from the woodshed and into the boudoir.
Making a good point, Mike. You're making a lot of good points.
Now, this has been stigmatized over the years, and it's been labeled abusive by those who don't understand BDSM. What is that? Bondage, domination, sadomasochism, correct?
I think the S is for SPIWAC.
Quiet in here. Anyway.
No, I think you're actually right, Mike. Yes.
Trusting relationship, consenting adults, spanking can apparently deepen your bond. Amy Williams is a sexual intimacy expert and CEO of adult retailer Peachy. Oh, God, I call my kid Peachy. Jesus. Why did they name it Peachy?
Get him a T-shirt that says Peachy from this organization.
Beyond the sexual heat that can be generated via the act, spanking also elicits a physical reaction that adds to the rousing rush. The blood flow sent to the spanked area and the release of adrenaline, endorphins, and dopamine all combine to make this a pleasurable, arousing activity for some. I don't know much about this. The only spanking I know about usually involves a monkey.
That's what
I wanted to say, ladies and gentlemen. Isn't that?
What is the matter with you?
Josh loved that joke. He just
waiting for it to fit into Las Vegas.
Yes.
Carrie's a little bit like that, but she just occasionally punches me in the jaw.
By the way, I don't want to tip our hand about some of our surprises that Rob mentioned in his promo for Las Vegas, but hookers. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
Doesn't surprise me.
Surprise. It's easy to be your best self with DermGlowSkin.com. I'll be out with all those people, the DermGlow people.
Yes.
Just one dose a week, and you're on your way. By the way, that's Carla's company. It's not the company she works for. That company's called LEMD. Are you on the way? Well, you should be. You can lose 21 to 26% of your weight, improve blood sugar, cholesterol, blood pressure. What if you don't like needles? Do you have an injection objection? Well, never fear. Sublingual semaglutide drops are here. You just put them under your tongue and you're done. And if you don't qualify for semaglutides or tirzepatide, they offer weight loss with Somorolin, which is available as an injection or a tablet. It doesn't get any more convenient than that. The products are delivered to your door in 7 to 10 business days. The packaging is great. I love that. And you can qualify from the comfort of your home. Afterpay is coming soon, so it's time to try DermGlow, making the best you that you can be. Inside and out, start your transformation today at DermGlowSkin.com. I'm Mike O'Mara, and I have a great ass. I read it. I saw it right before I
Isn't there
it.
More?
Bounce a quarter off it.
You know you want to. Yes,
Rob Spiewak comes to us today, Josh, with all I heard was anniversary weekend and emergency room.
Exactly.
I kick it over to my distinguished Northern Virginia colleague. That sounds something like, I just hope it wasn't bad.
It was, well, you'll see.
And not spanking.
No, nobody got hit.
Good.
So Robert was home for fall break this weekend, which was nice. He came home on Thursday and was just great to see him. He's doing good at school. He's finished his finals. I'm sorry, his midterms. So he's officially halfway through his second to last semester. So he's very happy.
I played golf over the weekend with a buddy of mine whose kid is a really, really good golfer. And I said, he's been around a lot. And then I was just curious because he had been, the last time I saw him, he was a freshman going to the University of Florida. And I said to the kid, I said, I've been seeing you. It's October. What are you doing? He said, I graduated. I played golf with him like 3 years ago. He wow. got he got his undergrad and his master's by going to summer school and working overtime. And it's like a marketing degree, and it's just amazing what some of these kids. I didn't realize it was even possible. Very tough school, too. So it just kids are something. They can do it. But getting back to your son, I'm sorry
so
about that.
He was here Thursday night, and it was a day. Carrie gets a notification in the evening if Loudoun County needs substitute teachers because she's a teacher, too, right? And so they got a notification that they needed a sub at Carrie's school. And Robert did some substitute teaching over the summer, so he's certified. He can do it. So Friday morning comes, and I get a text from Robert, says, I'm not feeling that great, a little anxious. I don't think I'm up to substitute teaching today. And I said, that's fine. You know, just, you know, get some rest and be okay. Mom was the same way. She got texts from him as well. He's, you know, he's had some issues anxiety with anxiety,
right,
but he's doing much better. And so we do the show on Friday. And while we're waiting for it to upload, I go upstairs. You know, I've got I'm in the basement, then there's the main level, and the bedrooms are on the next floor. And I hear what sounds like, oh, and I should say this, is that on Friday morning before the show, I come down, and Robert's in the kitchen. He's gotten himself something to drink, and I talk to him. We have a conversation. I say, you feeling okay? He says, yeah, I just really don't feel that I'm up to doing school today. I said, that's fine. I saw your text. Go up and get some rest. So we do the show. And I go up, show is uploading. I call my mom and I hear a noise from upstairs that sounds like Robert has let out the hugest burp you've ever, you know, like a college kid just shotgunning a beer. And I said to my mom, I gotta go. And I say, what was that? Thinking that he's just, you know, goofing off. And then I hear, I said, that's not funny. And so I go upstairs and he's in his bed. His head is off to the side. His eyes are open and he's drooling and he's got gunk around his mouth and his breathing is not labored, but it's not easy. Like I can hear him go. And I say, buddy, what's up? No response. I shake him. No response. I pick up his head. I talk to him. I say, did you take anything? Are you okay? And I put his head down, and it's just total dead weight.
Jesus Christ.
I press on his chest, you know, boom, boom, boom. I don't really need to because he's still breathing. He had a bottle of water up there. I put some water in his mouth. It just falls out. I wet my hands a little bit and slap him on the face. No response. Occasionally, he'll look at me with almost dead eyes, but he can't talk. And I'm panicked, obviously. I don't know what's up. I start running through my head. I said, I was with him last night. He wasn't doing anything. He didn't have anything to drink. I don't think he took any pills. Could he have taken any pills of mine? But he's nowhere. Just not at all.
Do you think he's overdosed on something?
Well, it was either that or a stroke or something. And I couldn't get an answer out of him. And so I finally get just like a little bit of recognition in his eyes. Oh, I say, did you take anything last night? Did you take any pills or anything? No, yeah, no. And I'm like, okay, that's not helpful at all. But then he's back out. Now, you know, Robert is 6'5".
He's huge.
And he's skinny, but that's a big guy. And I think
not that skinny, right?
He's big.
He's a big kid.
So I'm thinking, if he's going to breathe right, he needs to be sitting up. That's my first thought. Because even before I dial 911, I want to make sure that he's going to keep breathing. Because the fact when I saw the drool and the goo, it really flipped me out. So I get under him, and I can't really move him because he's that solid. So thinking ahead, I put his feet. I swing his feet around and put them on the floor. And again, this is like moving a sack of potatoes. There is no reaction.
Is he able to sit up?
No. So I pick him up and kind of get him in a sitting position and then grab my phone, and he falls back into bed and curls up to sleep again. So he's got the ability to move. He's just not with it. So I right away call Carrie. I said, Robert's not responsive. She said, call 911. I said, my second call. So I call 911. They get they walk me through all the things, most of the stuff I've done already. And I try to sit him up again, and I can't. I just literally can't.
Can't
and
move
when
him.
When he's up, he doesn't have the support to stay up. So I jam another pillow under him, at least so his head is elevated.
How terrified are you at this
point? I'm out of my mind, okay? And so I have to leave him to put the dogs away in the basement because that's what's instructed by the 911 call. Amazingly fast, an emergency
vehicle shows
up. Were
the dogs barking at this point?
Oh, they're rah, 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 constant.
And they tell you at 911 to get rid of the dogs?
They say make sure the dogs will not interfere with what's going on. Yeah. Yeah. And so I do that amazingly fast. The ambulance gets there. Four people come up. And right as the ambulance got there, Carrie got there. And that's when he starts to sort of say like, wah, wah, wah. He's sort of coming out of it just as they get there. And so the ambulance guy goes in there and they're talking to him and he's starting to respond to them. The first thing I think he heard from me was, buddy, an ambulance is coming and you need to be ready. And he was starting to move a little bit that I was able to get some jeans on him and a hoodie because he was just sleeping in boxers. And so he comes in. The guy starts talking to him and I hear Robert say, what's going on? Because the first time he was back in sort of a proper mental state, he opened his eyes and he's surrounded by four paramedics in his tiny bedroom. And so we're talking to him and trying to get a timeline. It turns out that morning, he has no recollection of texting me. He has no recollection of texting his mother. The fact that we showed him the text really flipped him out. He has no recollection of the fact that we talked and spoke that morning when I hugged him and he was downstairs. He even FaceTimed with his girlfriend, Blakelyn, and didn't remember that. So when he was in his overnight, whatever, like at like 7 o'clock, he was still functioning, but not aware of what's going on.
7 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, because remember I said that before the show, I talked to him, and he had no memory of it. And so these guys, they get him up. He's now a little more with it. He's able to go down the steps. They don't have to stretcher him down the steps. He's got some balance about him. And the poor kid, he's so flipped out. He's crying. He hates hospitals. He hates medical things. And he's allowed to.
He had pediatric leukemia.
When he had the pediatric cancer, right. And because of that, you know, it's not that I don't care about Julia, but when something happens with him, it's got a little extra on top of it because he's been through so much. And, you know, you protect a kid from age 2 to 5 or whatever, or 1 to 4 when he had that leukemia, you want to make sure he's okay. So they're about to take him to the hospital, and just out of force of habit, I say, you're going to Lansdowne, right? He says, oh, no, we're going to Cornwall. I said, okay.
I don't know anything.
What's that? And he says, oh, it's a smaller hospital in the middle of Leesburg. And I said, okay, we'll find it. But I'm glad I asked because otherwise we would have gone to the wrong hospital. We get there, and it looks like an abandoned set for a hospital. There's no one at the security thing up front, but then he appears and says, we can't go back. And I said, no, he's here, because he had texted me. And I said, he's in bed.
Hold on. What,
I get to the, he goes in through the emergency entrance because he's, you know,
he's being transported by ambulance ambulance.
We're a little behind the ambulance.
Okay.
So we go to the main entrance for the emergency room, which is empty. And then all of a sudden, a security guard appears and says, there's no one here by the name of Spiewak. I said, yes, there is. And he's in bed number 8. And so that it takes a while, and Robert is not happy that he's back there by himself. So we finally get back there, too long to have to wait. And they run a battery of tests. They do his blood. They do his urine. They do a scan of his head. Everything's normal. And it was, they did find some irritation on his tongue because apparently he had bit down on his tongue during whatever this is. And Robert is coming out of it, and he's not 100% because he's still battling with the fact that he had a whole morning he doesn't remember with like interactions and discussions and everything. So that's really flipped him out. But a doctor came in and he says, this is not an easy thing to tell you because we just don't know. It could just be an isolated seizure. We don't know. I recommend you get to a neurologist and get a scan, make sure. But we're not seeing anything different than it ought to be. I can't have you drive for a couple weeks because if you were to have another seizure while you're driving, you're going to hurt yourself and others. So we had to arrange to get Robert with another student to get him driven back.
Oh my God.
And he was just, we went through the medicines he's on. He said none of these should cause this. His theory is that, and this doctor I loved. He was very to the point.
The doctor's theory?
Yeah. His theory was that this is an isolated seizure. Sometimes they happen. Robert was a little bit dehydrated, not severely. He's also coming down from a very, very stressful week of midterms, and he hadn't slept a lot. And the combination of the alleviation of stress, lack of sleep, and dehydration can cause this.
Wow.
But also, what horrified me is that if it had taken two more days and he had been at school in his room, no one would have found him. No one would have found him. So I count myself lucky that this happened.
Well,
here.
Also, he probably would have come out of it, though.
Yeah,
right?
He probably would.
Would. Because he did without any treatment whatsoever. He came out of it at the house. But
God,
it's still terrifying.
Scary. Oh, my God. Just
so you're
going to
get him a full workup? And
yeah,
all
well,
that?
You know, they've got a great hospital at WVU. I mean, they've got a medical program. So he's going to get a brain scan.
Okay.
Up there, he's going to see a neurologist
so
to make sure everything
you went
is right.
That, man. That's
but
terrible.
So we were at the ER for probably like 4 hours before they sent him home because I could drive him home. And so the next day was our anniversary, and I looked at Carrie. I said, "A, I don't feel much like celebrating, and B, we shouldn't be driving. We were going to go see Adam Ferreira at Magoobies.
Yeah,
and
right.
I said I don't feel like being in Timonium if something goes down."
Yep.
And so we stayed home and we ordered some Chinese food and we watched.
What is your
TV.
Anniversary? What year?
It
what,
was the 28th year. 28th.
28th. Coming up on the big 3-0.
Yeah, it was 1996.
Dang. Man, time flies.
It does.
So your son's doing okay now?
He's back at school. He texted me angry about the Commanders game. So obviously he's back in his proper mindset. But that 24 hours was sickening to my stomach, scary. Even when the doctor said he could go home, it was, and I can remember him when he was not 6'5", when he was about 26 inches laying in a hospital bed, and being sick. And it was such an awful, awful throwback to that.
It all happened so fast.
So
traveling, with my little man and Carl and I both being on the same plane and going away, it's the number one anxiety for me when I travel away. I just, that little man, my favorite human, I know exactly what you're going through. I will say a prayer for your son
that
everything works out well. I'm glad that obviously it was a rapid recovery that he was able to get back to school and do that. Oh, my God. Keep me posted on that on air, off air, so I know. God.
I thank you to the people at Cornwall. Dr. Morgan, you are sensational. And thank you to Josh, who, when I sent him a text, he just took care of everything. and I didn't have to worry about it. So it was.
Oh boy. Oh well. I mean, God bless you both, and your son too. Jeez. Wow.
Happy anniversary, Carrie.
Happy anniversary. Josh, you didn't have anybody go to the emergency room this weekend, did you?
No, no. All clear here.
Okay, good. Good news. We'll take a break, and we will come back with beautiful video. You are listening to The Mike O'Mara Show. Oh, my God. I tell you, that was a surprise to me. Rob mentioned emergency room, and I thought, you know, he caught it in the zipper or something like that. I didn't know it was actually his son. So.
That would actually be in a Ripley's Believe It or Not museum.
We got a bleeder! We'll take a break. Come back with the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. How would you like to be the most interesting person at the party? Would you?
Yes. Yes.
Just show up with a bottle of wine from an independent winemaker with a truly unique story. Fabulous. Maybe I wasn't supposed to read it like that.
No, you're fine, Milton.
This podcast is sponsored by Naked Wines, a subscription service that seamlessly connects you to the finest independent winemakers on the planet, so you get a box of the market's best quality wines for a fraction of the price you'd normally pay in stores. With our code, you can get 6 bottles for just $39.99. Naked Wines believes that great wine is an experience that helps you connect with your friends, family, and community over a shared bottle of vino. Get your Naked Wines today. Turn off the noise of the outside world and uncork a bottle to celebrate the little joys in life. Plus, you can pause or cancel at any time. And man, is the wine great. I am on probably my second case this weekend. No, I'm on my second. It's great. Every bottle, not a clinker in the group.
Yeah,
now is the time.
Holidays coming up. This is the time to do this.
Thanksgiving time, big wine time. Now is the time to join the Naked Wines community. Head to nakedwines.com/TMOS and put in our code TMOS for both the code and the password. You'll get 6 bottles of wine for just $39.99, shipping included. That's nakedwines.com/TMOS and code TMOS as well for 6 bottles of wine for $39.99. Buddy, have a drink, please.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Buddy,
beautiful video.
Have a drink.
Yeah. Have a drink, pal. You know, I almost feel like I'm picking on you because this was meant to pick on you, and you're going to hate it, but it's funny. And
Mike,
so,
I have elephant skin. You know,
Rob,
this.
We argue about lots of things, you and
we
I.
Do.
But one of the things we argue about an awful lot is your soda pop. And I'll get right to it. I've got a specific advertisement designed for Rob Spiewak.
Thank you.
Let's take it.
Hey, I feel like we haven't.
That ain't it.
What?
All right, what happens if I play it straight from Facebook?
All right.
Let's try this. We've never played a video this way.
Okay.
This is exciting.
Right now. Let's see what happens. Yeah, this is really exciting.
Well, this is the first time.
It's this one, right?
Here it is. Yes, that's the one.
Oh, good. Okay, cool.
Instead of water.
Can you hear it?
Might I suggest an ice cold bottle of candy? We added some water and bubbles to it so you can pretend it's a drink. It's not. It's basically syrup. But my competitors and I have spent decades and billions of dollars to slowly make the general public associate our product with fun, happiness, togetherness, and in some cases, entire holidays, which thankfully happen regularly, forever. Point is, you're probably already on board with the idea of consuming wet sugar with bubbles in it. So I'm not going to spend any more money
wet
on
sugar.
This, nor am I going to pay a celebrity millions of dollars to tell you to drink wet sugar with bubbles in it. I don't need to. You love it. Hi, I'm some guy named Roger, and if it's hot out or you like having friends or some other virtually universal aspect of life, I think you should buy some Horton brand effervescent liquid candy. But more importantly, buy some for your kids. Of course, if your child goes to public school, we have huge stakes in their lunch programs, so we'll just sell it to them directly and cut you entirely out of the equation. You could even put money in a glass box and get a wide variety of flavors.
Glass box.
Mmm.
caramel dye. If you knew how much sugar a human is supposed to consume in a day, very little, and how much sugar is in one bottle of wet sugar, lots, you probably wouldn't drink it. And we want you to drink it. So we bullied the FDA into letting us straight up not give you that information. But if you're really concerned, we can put the word diet somewhere on the can and replace the piles of natural sugar with chemicals that are so incompatible with human biology that our bodies don't even metabolize them. That's gonna slide right through me. Oh. Luckily, we're pretty sure these chemicals don't cause any lasting damage. Well, except bladder cancer in laboratory animals and other kinds of cancer in other laboratory animals. But you're a human, so f*** it.
He's drinking it as he goes along.
Sweet, sweet acid. Yes, acid is the right word. If I pour a bottle of cool, refreshing, sugary acid onto a car, it will literally strip
away. It keeps going, Rob.
So true.
We don't pour it on cars. We pour it in our mouths, past our teeth, into our tummies. And you'll pay more money than you should for it, even though it costs almost nothing to produce. The container, actually, is the most expensive part.
Pouring it out.
Pouring it on the floor.
Could you save that for me? Awful lot of water went into making that. I'm Roger.
Thank you, Roger.
Buy some.
Thank you. Thanks, Roger. We appreciate it.
There's some guy named Roger.
Can I get my stomach pumped?
There you go.
Mike, you didn't sway me, though. I love my hot, wet, cold, wet sugar and my hot, wet sugar.
We'll clean that up in post, right, Josh?
Sure, and I
clean
hope all the other
up.
Videos are right.
Oh, I do too. All right, let's try this one. How do you feel about Tennessee? This guy's got some strong thoughts. Tennessee.
Right, I've been there.
I think he's an Alabama fan. He has some strong thoughts about Tennessee, ladies and gentlemen. Let's check it out.
Yeah, I hate Tennessee because, first of all, it's Tennessee. And I just hate them because they low down, they dirty, they some snitches. And I hate Philip Fulmer. I hate their colors. I'm not a dog person. I just hate Tennessee, man. Like, and I hate Neyland Stadium. It looks like a garbage truck worker convention. And I hate all their quarterbacks. I hate Tennessee, man.
Describe what you feel about their colors too. I thought that was interesting.
It reminds me, it's not that orange that you can stand. See, I hate Tennessee more than I hate Auburn. I just dislike Auburn. I hate Tennessee. See, Tennessee's colors is
he doesn't like
that
Tennessee, right?
No, I got
it's not that orange that you can sit with. It's that puke inside of a pumpkin orange.
Oh dear!
I don't like pumpkins. So I really don't like Tennessee, man. I can't stress that enough, man. And they losers, they sore losers because they're not Alabama and.
He doesn't
I
like Tennessee.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, he doesn't.
You know,
there you go.
I think Tennessee. That was a probably very helpful therapy session for him when he made the connection between pumpkin puke and the colors of Tennessee.
You know, the circle of life is various. We're going to skip number three and jump right to number four there, Josh, because the circle of life is fascinating. And one of my favorite comedians, Michelle Wolf, is envious of another animal on this planet when it comes to birth and wishes that humans could do the same thing. Take a look at
give birth and we could give birth like giraffes. First of all, there's a lady giraffe. She's even looked pregnant. She looks great. She has like a summer body. Spots are in. She looks amazing. And then all of a sudden, out of what I can only assume is her gaping vagina, a baby giraffe just falls 6 feet to the ground. The bitch doesn't even bend her knees. She's just like, life's hard, learn it now. There's a crumpled, gooey giraffe at her feet. She doesn't make a face. She doesn't make a sound. She just walks away. And she's like, are you coming? We're late. Fix your wobbly legs or you're going to die.
Wow, a gooey, rumpled up giraffe.
Now,
the worst kind.
We end my segment here with, I have to share this with you. This is the one of the guys I truly miss on television is Craig Ferguson.
Yeah.
Craig Ferguson is known, and he's got tons of these videos online because he is the greatest flirt probably in the history of late night television. And one of his greatest foils in that flirtation biz was Diane Kruger, who I believe was in Inglourious Bastards, who played the actress, the movie actress that
I know
was
her
spy.
Best from National Treasure. She was the romantic
Diane
lead
Kruger,
in National Treasure. Very pretty.
Absolutely the greatest flirting moments you'll ever hear. This is Craig Ferguson back on his old TV show in a special moment with Diane Kruger. Take a look at this.
What else are you addicted to?
Sex. Nah, actually, I don't think I am. I think I've occasionally been compulsive about it, you know, but...
How does that manifest?
Well, usually I'm on my own.
Watching movies and such?
No, just on my own.
And you're having fun? No. You're a lefty or a righty?
Diane Kruger. Way to go, baby. That's great. We're going to take a break. When we come back, more beautiful video from Rob Spiewak. And sorry, really, once again, sorry about the sugar water, but at least we got it. You know what? That's the most important thing. It's not how you start. It's how you finish. I said that during my boxing career as well. That was the most important thing.
And didn't you drink a lot of soda when you were boxing?
Tons of Mountain Dew. We'll be right back. Listen up. One of the biggest challenges to eating better is that so many better-for-you products taste so bad. Well, there's a brand that has cracked the code on providing real nutrition that also tastes incredible. It's called Orgain. Orgain's 30-gram protein shakes are an excellent source of complete protein with all 9 essential amino acids. And its chocolate taste is the best. It gives me energy, provides muscle support and recovery, helps manage hunger, and promotes healthy weight management. 30 grams of protein. 30 grams. Protein, people, you know what I'm talking about when I give you that number, and it tastes amazing. Orgain 30-gram protein shakes are available at Costco and Orgain.com. If you want to get in on the delicious protein-packed nutrition today, head to Orgain.com and then /TMOS. All right? Once you're there, look around and get some Orgain in your cart. Then head to checkout. And when you're there, when you're prompted, use the promo code TMOS for 20% off your order. Remember, for 20% off, head to Orgain.com/TMOS and make sure you use the promo code TMOS during checkout so they know that we sent you, Rob.
Jerry Todd.
Mike, I'm curious. Do you ever use like a white noise machine or do you sleep better with noise? Or do you like a dead quiet?
I'm you know, I can sleep with background noise. Carla has not white noise, but she's got some sort of program that's very faint that doesn't bother me in the least. But usually a nice quiet room is fine. I'm a big believer in, you know, the sound of the ocean. Sometimes when I've been up in Maine and I could hear the ocean,
I like rain.
That was great, too.
I like very much a real rainy night, a thunderstorm. But
The only thing rain does for me, I hear laughter in it. That's all that really happens.
Do you want me to keep sending you Neil Sedaka videos? Is
Please
that the way
do.
Saying that?
Yeah, a callback to another show, ladies and gentlemen.
So these are if kids, more modern kids, had noise, white noise. Like I always sleep with a fan, but not the fan they describe. These are some white noises to put the new adults to sleep.
White noises from our childhood that should be on white noise machines.
A rickety, almost broken box fan.
I could do
the
that.
PlayStation startup music.
The fire alarm chirp.
The faucet gently leaking because my brother forgot to turn it off entirely.
An hourly sound of my dog farting.
And of course, the classic, my parents fighting in the other room.
Would you just get off of your lazy ass?
I was out here having a beer.
I need some help. I need some help in here.
You're yelling.
I love that when he hears his parents fighting, he smiles in his sleep.
There they go again.
Mike, we've dealt with a lot of radio engineers through the years, and they're always... They're never usual. Would you say that's true? They always have their own sort of weird thing.
I found that area of the business to be a tad quirky. Always kind of quirk. Very interesting,
yeah,
but distinct personalities.
And also usually really smart people.
Mm-hmm.
And they always seem to... they have a very close relationship with the radio tower. I remember Pete Johnson at WNEW would go up to check on the Empire State Building just to make sure things were great. And then, you know, Wendell Hall, actually, the late Wendell Hall, spent the night under the tower of when we were going to Y2K to make sure we stayed in on the air. So what's... Yes, Mike, I agree.
Thought you might get that.
Yeah. Right. But can you imagine how horrified the radio engineer must have been when they were watching footage of Balloon Fest in Albuquerque over the weekend?
Oh, no.
And a balloon knocked over the radio tower.
You can count on KOAT Action 7 News at
11.
KOAT,
Coat.
Starts now.
Coat, this
with
is top
breaking
news.
That breaking news, a balloon hit a radio tower in northwest Albuquerque this morning. The 800-foot tower then came toppling down. The balloon then ended up landing safely. There's video from Sky 7 of that tower coming down. Really? This happening northwest of Balloon Fiesta Park off 2nd Street. It's pretty.
Mike, have you ever been to Balloon Fiesta Park?
I have a condo. I have
a restaurant. And we do have team coverage of this crash. We're going to start
there
with Sasha Leninger. So, Sasha, the tower, it came.
Doesn't Sasha look like she rose from bed and came directly to the site?
Sasha's out there early. Get out there, Sasha. Let us know what's happening with
Put on your reddish shirt, Sasha, and get out
completely
there.
Completely down to the ground.
Yeah, Todd, it's one of two towers owned by KKOB. One of them still standing, unsure if it's still structurally stable, but power is now out to both of these towers. That second tower that was hit has completely collapsed here on the ground. You can see it just in shambles right in the middle of your...
And Mike, looking at it, don't you think that that horrible-looking building by it must be the radio station?
Oh, yeah. And here's the good news, Rob. Since that was a radio tower,
yes,
the good news is no one was affected. Anywhere. At all. There you go.
Well, I will see you. Mike, you know, if Robert hadn't gone to the emergency room.
The ER,
Carrie and I were going to spend the evening in Balloon Park.
Yeah, Balloon Park. Balloon Fiesta Park.
Balloon Fiesta Park. It's
Balloon
a great
Fiesta Park. There is another Balloon Park in another state. Balloon Fiesta Park is dated to that area.
I don't even want to go there. Mike, I largely because of you, largely because of Zoolander, I am now a daily flosser. I didn't used to floss every day. Couldn't do it. Hated
it. I did a deep one today. I did a deep. I almost went into
Did you bleed?
Plane. Nope. No. Okay. I do it often. My gums are bulletproof.
Okay, so this is a lady who is a hygienist, and she has a way to make people realize the importance of flossing.
It's so crazy when I've been cleaning people's teeth for a whole hour and I don't smell periodontal disease, really, until the end when I'm checking my work and I'm flossing and I can smell it really bad. Even through my mask, my face shield, everything. I always tell my patients, like, if you want to be grossed out but you want to feel encouraged to floss when you're home, all alone, no one else is around, floss your teeth and then smell the floss.
Smell the floss, Mike.
I'd love to do that.
Well, then nothing's stopping
you. I would love to do that. I'm going to do that tomorrow. I only floss during the morning. I usually only floss right before I shower, and I do it in the morning. But I might even floss right after the show again just to see what happens. But I haven't, you know, I mean, it's there's nothing.
Definitely floss, Mike, before you go to Balloon Fiesta Park.
They have a floss kiosk there, Rob.
They do. They do. Yeah. Also sponsored by Oral-B.
Oral-B, the floss people. Flossy.
Are you ready for the end of the month, the Martha Stewart documentary?
Oh, I can't wait. I'm going to gather some neighbors, and it's going to be bigger than the Super Bowl.
Well, it looks a little saucy. It actually does.
What does it mean to be the first female self-made billionaire in American history?
If there was ever the original influencer, it's Martha.
The hardest thing is to retain cultural relevance as an older woman, and she's done it.
I was considered crazy, but it worked. She was preposterously perfect.
Perfect, perfect little pattern.
Perfect. 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 Perfect.
Things look fabulous, but are they?
Young women, listen to my advice. If you're married and your husband starts to cheat on you, he's a piece of shit. Get out of that marriage.
Didn't you have an affair early on?
Yeah, but I don't think Andy ever knew about that.
So there you go. She cops to the affair.
And now sanctioned by her because that kind of makes her look bad. And nothing in that teaser about the jail time. So I think they do get
to the jail time, but it would almost have to be sanctioned by her if she's doing a well-lit
interview
like
Rob,
that.
Rob, tomorrow, please, let's set aside some time to talk about, because it's the rage still. People are talking about Lyle and Eric, the Menendez brothers.
Okay.
We have to cover that show, Monster. That's opening new doors that I didn't know even existed, nor do I remember it from the 90s when that trial was going down. But my God. All the stuff in there, I got to talk to you about it because I know you've watched most of the.
Have you finished it?
Mike, have you finished it?
I did not finish it. They are with Leslie Abramson now.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And that's when all these revelations are coming forth, and I'm stunned.
It inspired me, Mike, when you talk about, you know, a great head-to-head fight like that. I started rewatching Feud about whatever happened to Baby Jane with, who was it that played? Jessica
Joan
Lange
Crawford played, and Betty Davis.
Yeah, and it's so good. I mean, we loved it when it was on, but it's
so both of you have finished that documentary.
I've got an hour left, I think.
Okay, I finished it.
All right, very good. All right, I'm going to try to. Well, Rob had a little distraction over the weekend.
It explains a lot between Josh and my relationship after watching it.
Okay. Oh God. All right, Lev, do you have any more? Come on.
I do. I have one more, Mike. This is a criminal. And, you know, you can make things worse for yourself just by being yourself sometimes.
A suspect accused of damaging a Philadelphia police vehicle during a car meetup last month is now in custody. The action cam was in Plymouth Township this morning.
Don't you love when they have to put blurs over their mouth so that you can't see?
Can you
see
take
the
that from the beginning, please? Take that
of
from
course.
The beginning. There he is.
And
this
Mike,
guy.
There's a wrinkle coming up, so stay with
me. New at noon, a suspect accused of damaging a Philadelphia police vehicle
that
during
guy.
A car meetup
Eddie
last
Munster.
Month is now in custody. The action cam was in Plymouth Township this morning as 18-year-old Shane Thomas was arrested at his home. During the late-night meetup last month, police say the suspect was dressed in this banana costume, and he was seen on video damaging a police car.
He was posing in the... He was flashing gang signs.
I think he's got
banana.
A bit of an anti-authority streak. I really do.
It could be, Mike. I don't know.
That's amazing. Wow. Shane, good luck to you, Shane. You know, I think they probably got a little longer time after that one. Hey, everybody. Sorry for my delay during our beautiful video.
No one's going to know about
it. Sincerely apologies. That's wonderful. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new episode, and we will commiserate on the brothers Menendez and what is true and what is not true, because my head is spinning right now.
And don't forget Papa.
That's right. Papa. Papa was... that guy. At least that's what they said he was. We will also, I'll find that video, that gross one that I wanted to send you, Josh, and I'll do better to communicate, I promise. For Josh Soroka and Rob Spiewak, this is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Till next time.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Do you ever have Egg McMuffin?
Sometimes, Dad, or Cheese Prinis.
Can you say Egg McMuffin?
Egg McMuffin, yeah.
This is a tasty burger.